We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let this finish. Let it go ahead and go for a second. You'll probably think that you are better now. I'm not better now. I'm trying to be better now. I just wanted to say that. Posty.
I hope that's Monday.
Posty, man.
We're talking about the Dolphins.
I hope so, man, because we haven't been able to beat the really good team, so you don't want to lose to what looks to be the worst team in the NFL right now, and they've been close. They were knocking on the door against Cincinnati. They've lost 20 straight games, and Woody brought this up earlier. Last thing you want, and the owner of this team with all his friends over there, Mr. Ross, is to see Urban and Trevor celebrating with the ownership over there.
Shad Khan on the field.
Who would love to have a team over there. Oh, my God, they would love. We just got to get him to come clean. Like, look, man, we know you're stuck in Jacksonville, but you'd love to have that London market. Oh, my God, would you love to have that?
I think it's blatantly obvious.
London market. Does he own – I can't remember. Does he own a Premier Soccer League team?
I think he owns a stadium. I know that. I don't know if he owns a team. But he definitely owns that stadium out there.
Can't remember. Is he the one who put a bid in on Wembley? But I don't think he got it.
Owner of the Jaguars, Fulham Football Club of the Championship League, it says.
Okay, so he does.
He owns a team.
Owns a
out
team.
There, right?
All right. Well, listen, the whole group celebrating after this.
Co-owner of the wrestling coming down here also, too. All Elite Wrestling. How about that?
Guy's got a lot of money, doing
a lot of things.
That's good.
Right.
He's got a lot going on.
Look at that.
Yeah, no question. Hey, we got a really cool story going down here. I did want to mention, because I was talking about Lamar Jackson, and I just, for the life of me, every time he lines up, especially the way he played again the other day, which was unbelievable. What do you have? The highest percentage of completions for a guy throwing for 400 yards.
It's ridiculous, that game.
He's done everything. I know he's got to win a Super Bowl and all that, but look, it. I don't know how he's playing. I just don't know, and I get he doesn't have an agent unless he's hired one privately and we don't know
still
about it.
Still says self-repped when it says agent next to
the name. But so this team, as long as you and your mother are involved in this, and nothing against your mother, but she's not an agent. I know she loves her son, and he obviously loves her, and they trust each other. You got to go get an agent. Yes. With the amount of money you're making, no matter what, you're going to have to pay an agent. He's going to make a lot of money.
Right.
He's going to make a seven-figure. There's no way around it. You need to get an agent, though, and get this done.
And that first contract was already kind of written in, you know, where you're picked. You already know what you're going to make. So it's not like they had to negotiate that contract. Like, that contract, you knew.
Oh, you're talking about the rookie
contract.
Because
he only signed one contract so far.
Yeah.
So that you already knew what that was going to be.
That was
slotted. This is the one,
right,
that you're going to have to – I'm telling you, go in there with Josh Allen's contract.
That's all.
He's got to have an attorney with – I mean, someone has to go in there and negotiate
for
him,
right? Someone has to read,
right?
But to be fair
– because
those contracts are incredibly complicated.
But this is not some attorney off the street. That's not the answer.
No,
if somebody knows
the
business.
But at least you have an attorney that handles contracts, like can at least try to make sure the guy doesn't get screwed. But like they start talking about like that offset language and all this other nonsense that's in these. Like, I don't understand any of that stuff. Do you?
No,
but that's why you got to get
injury stuff, right?
Some agent that somebody you know, or if you want, go out and do what Elway Marino did. That's a terrible example, but they got the same guy and they ended up both being two of the best and kind of match each other's contracts through their careers. He need go hire Josh's contract agent.
Right.
Go get that done, man. He seems happy. I just don't know why you play the way you play. And right now, like I said, top 10 running quarterback in the league. Again, this year, like, you need to get paid. It's one hit. One guy hits you square, and you get that leg planted, and all of a sudden you're going to find out how loyal that team is, which will tell you not for long, even for Lamar. But there's a cool story out there. I don't think it's ever happened for people that have been down here for a long time. We got four professional quarterbacks, basically from Broward and Dade County, starting at quarterback. Wow. Or going to start at quarterback. It's never happened before. This never really been area known for quarterbacks. And it's a really cool story. We got four black quarterbacks. Remember, there was a time when I started doing radio, it was hard to find a black quarterback. We got four from down here in South Florida. Two of them started a year as backup quarterbacks. And now, because of injury, going to get to play. But Teddy Jacoby, Lamar Jackson, Geno Smith. Just a hell of a story down here.
Could be three get of some two starts. Playing, though. Jacoby gets a
yeah, no, no, that would be the one.
Right,
thanks.
Right.
Thanks for that.
Right.
Yeah, just to kind of screw the story up a little bit, just to put a little pee-pee on.
But I think I don't think a lot of people would have guessed the Geno part of that, because you don't realize he's the backup in Seattle, and now Russ is out for a couple weeks.
I saw Geno play a lot in that Miramar High School.
Geno's made a nice career for himself.
He has quietly, from the Jets to some different teams, different places he's been in Seattle, and probably thought he'd never play because Russell Wilson never got hurt, to now going to get a chance to be the quarterback, next 4 to 8 weeks?
Right.
Could be up to damn near half of a football season. Hey, Woody, 305-567-0560. We've been all over the board. Anybody seen Coach Quinville? Tell him we said hello and we missed him. What do you got coming in, Woody?
Well, this is actually a good point, Joe. Texter says, look at the Prescott injury and the lesson there. That should serve as a lesson for Lamar. And I don't know, you think he looks at Dak? I mean, Dak got paid, right? Dak, you know,
Dak got
held
paid
to
after
his guns
the
and got
right.
paid after
so
the injury.
My thinking is this.
He's actually been really good this season.
There's a bunch of things, because I've had other people tell me, why would Lamar, it was fun watching him the other night again, why is he playing without that contract when he's seen Baker Mayfield, I get, because they still don't know, and he's still getting booed at home. Lamar Jackson is quietly.
MVP season already.
But wins in regular season. Right. God, I'd love to have him. Love to have him. He's just one of those guys thinks he's never going to get hurt. He doesn't think. You can tell by the way he plays.
Right.
The way he plays, he's open field. He gives that move like I'm going out of bounds. Cuts back inside.
It's dangerous the way he plays, but it's great the way he plays. But you can't guarantee yourself you're going to be healthy playing that way. That's the problem. Get that money while you can, so you don't have to worry about that.
Anyway, what do we
got? Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, the injury, like if it's something worse than the Prescott injury that you don't necessarily recover from the same way, right? Like,
well, the medical field, I will say, is a lot better. A lot of guys coming back from just about everything we've seen. Some take a while. But
it would be nice if you had a $258 million contract with a $150 guaranteed going into the next game and still playing the way you do just in case.
Well, the next time you roll out and you go on a broken play and you need 15 yards and he knows you're not going down and you're giving him that move and he happens to be one of the best linebackers in football and he's bigger than you if he hits you, you just feel a lot better about, okay, he guessed right on my move and knocked the crap out of me, but I'm okay. Because that money is guaranteed
That's
in the
right.
bank right now. Woody, what else you got coming in?
Texter says you got jeetered by Coach Q.
I did. It's not just on me. Listen, man, I drove up. The other one was.
No, it's not the same.
Why do people
didn't drive anywhere?
Why are people that to me? That's kind of mean spirited that I drove up there and thought I had something set up to get a chance to talk to him and, you know, kind of clear the air on a few things and.
How about Hollywood? Wait a minute.
How about Hollywood on Thursday throwing it right in your face, too? When he sent us a picture, he goes, wow, Jupiter's really far from here.
I was
driving to Orlando. Hey, Jupiter, it's really far.
I said real funny.
Right. I know. I figured
you didn't like that very much.
Yeah. Throw it right in your face, man. Damn.
Here's an interesting one. Who's better, Jackson or Watson?
Ooh.
That's a pretty good comparison.
Oh, man. Ooh, that's a ooh moment.
Lamar's throwing the ball well now.
The problem is Lamar's playing in Deshaun. I'm trying to get past all his legal problems.
Yeah.
I think everybody is because Deshaun went – he was one of the hottest things going on a bad team last year. And now – yeah, that's a
good one. I don't know who I'd answer here.
Well, I'll tell you what's coming up here at some point, and it's not for today's show, and I don't want to do it, but it's in my pocket right now, and it's getting bigger, and I feel – you ever sit down and you got something, and that big fat wallet's in the back there?
I didn't know where you were going with that.
No.
Really
I,
weird.
No, I got scared. Let me finish this. Is because everybody's talked, and we've talked privately a lot, the guys, about Deshaun Watson. I said all day, take him. Oh, my God, he's a scumbag. He's a bad guy. What's going to – that's not my job to find out when he can play.
Correct.
Maybe we can figure that out, though. Check that out. We've screwed up some other things. Maybe we can check that out and get that right.
You get a chance to get a guy like that, you got to take a chance. I know there's a lot in the background right now, but you got to do
And somebody else will, because one of the guys said, I can't say their names. I got to be careful because sooner or later I slip.
Mm-hmm.
Said, so what if he has another massage problem down here? Babysit him. Full-time security. Right. Deshaun, no. Massage envy? I saw what she looked like. You ain't going in there, brother.
Didn't Dallas?
Hey, Mac, come out here. You got him.
Didn't Dallas do that with Des Bryant?
Those big, strong hands of yours.
Had a babysitter.
Des,
if that's the case, do it. Just have a guy drive him around. Ride with him everywhere. Where are we going? What's at 2:00 today? Oh, massage. All right, I'm going with you.
But listen, we got it's not going to change for now. We got a 12-game audition coming up. As long as he can play. Starting this Sunday. 12-game audition.
0% chance that happens.
12-game audition.
0%.
That he stays healthy for 12?
Absolutely.
You might be right.
There's no possible way he plays the rest of the season with that offensive line.
12-game audition. Play as many as you can. How about that? Play as many as you can. Productive. Because
you don't really think he plays 12 games, do you?
I think he's going to do everything possible because there should be some.
Of course, he can do everything possible.
There should be a little urgency coming out of wherever he lives every day when he gets up. Like,
what do you mean urgency? His ribs broken.
I know.
Can't play like that.
Needs to come back and.
We're depending on Jesse now to be the blind side. Can he hold up? We're going to move Robert Hunt there soon.
I mean, the guy just happens to be injury prone.
Do you remember who was there last time he got hurt? Jesse.
Just saying.
I didn't know if you
I
knew
like
that.
Jesse.
I saw you roll those eyes up there. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew. Yeah. Hey, we got to go to break here. We'll come back in at 305-567-0560. Listen, Woody, this is what you get as a quarterback. This is hope they play better and get some confidence back there. It's not going to change, though. He's got to play. We got to find out. It's year two. You don't have a long time, man, in anything now, right? Year two. You are the 2020. You're the one that started this two-year, big, fat, all these great picks to change this team around. Need to see you out there, Lefty.
Please.
Go get them, man.
Right.
Play well. Play your ass off. Hopefully all the guys that can play will play. Soft
nice
tissue
too.
Guys, everything, man. And Jeez. Get out there and get rolling and have a nice game.
Why
have
you
a real
speak
game.
To the team. Give them that little rah-rah speech before the game. That was great.
Nobody's invited me over there.
No?
No.
That's surprising.
You're not doing your tour of London?
No.
You're huge over there, man. Someone texted in that you're the savior of London.
All right. Well, listen, we got to do you have anything else you can say except going to that every break? Can you go home early today? Zach, can we get
Let's
him a ride
him back
home?
To Disney.
Let's send him back to Disney. And he can spend time with his kids and get 12,000 steps in. Yeah. Or more than 12,000. That's a half a day.
Right.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries, man. And, oh, where do the pros go? I hear it all the time. Well, I do like to tell everybody, when it comes to having one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, we have it. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the best in the country. Where do the pros go? Well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They trust Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big part of Baptist Health South Florida, doing great things with these doctors. It starts with fantastic doctors, some of the best in the business with a ton of experience and doctors that know how to fix you and get you back out playing the sports you love, team and individual sports. All kinds of specials for the Achilles, the knees, the shoulder, the ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, foot doctors. Man, I'm telling you right now, we got them all for you to get you healthy and back out playing the sports you love the most. Broward County, I got great news for you, too. Got a brand new facility. It's been open about 6 months now, right off 595 in Pine Island, where a lot of those great doctors are working a couple of days a week for you. And their physical therapists up there are fantastic. I had a great experience for the last couple of months getting back out on the tennis court. I want you to have the same. I want to get you back out playing the sports you love the most, where so many high school, college, and professional athletes are already going. Matter of fact, Broward County High Schools, you need to get over there, man. They're ready for you to take great care of you. All you have to do, man, to get over there and see those great doctors, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes. Oh, man.
Could have played, like, you know, London Calling or something like that.
You know, somebody I know taught me that, like, when you find something that really gets under someone's skin, you keep...
Don't stop.
You keep poking at it.
I know.
Somebody taught me that. Well, you're tasting your own medicine and you do not like it.
I am not going to London for this game. I'll be here.
Doing the broadcast from Yellowstone.
I'll be at Hard Rock Stadium. And I'll have it to myself. Just a couple of my friends. May actually get there early. Stop at the Dunkin' Donut on the corner over there.
That's right there.
Fairly new one. Very nice ladies over there.
Sure,
get over there and then maybe walk a little bit in the morning.
Get the whole
figure out a big
yourself.
Lap around the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let you know how far it is.
You gonna do the broadcast from the couches, like those couch seats?
No. Gotta be able to see the monitors and stuff. But
put it on the big screen so you can do it there.
See how that whole thing goes. Anyway, hey, Woody, hit me with a couple of texts here.
You're not going to like this, but texture says, you see what I mean, Joe and Zach, if you guys rip Gruden and you want to trade for Watson. And it is. This is very fair. The guy says total hypocrisy. Completely fair. And I think you guys are way off on this. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay, so you...
No, I
not as much ripping Gruden as he just got caught.
They're not exactly the same things, but...
Right.
Yeah, really?
I mean...
Someone sent an email, and the other one was sexually harassed. I mean, I get
They're
it.
They're scumbags in different ways, okay. But like.
You got a better way to figure out on a quarterback. You let me know.
I don't know. I don't know how to solve the quarterback problem other than bringing in Watson, but there's no denying that Deshaun Watson is a complete and utter scumbag, and I think that he would be a terrible fit down here. I really do.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Like, I know it is. And
for PR, but not for football.
I think for everything, because I don't think coming down to a place like Miami is exactly ideal for a guy who is clearly got something wrong.
I respect your opinion.
Just my humble opinion.
I know. Mm. I'm desperate to get a guy back there.
I get it.
Get going. Get a guy.
You lived through the last 20 years.
You just got to find a guy with a few less... cases against them.
Yeah. Maybe Lamar doesn't sign. We could sign that guy.
Texter wants to know, how's the talent in London?
Not as good as here. Actually, you know what? I went to a great dinner last time over, and all the dinners are great, but it looked like the restaurant was in the back, but it had a nice bar in the front, and it was full of Russian women.
Oh.
some of the most beautiful, tall Russian women, and I came out, I was half liquored up or fully liquored up.
Right.
And yeah, I was like, wow, this place got a lot of nice looking people.
Mm. Sounds like the Bunny Ranch, a brothel.
It was weird though. You walk in and it's got a nightclub, and I'm like, oh, we're going to a nightclub.
Right.
I'm a little hungry first.
A little restaurant. Yeah.
And they go, no, the restaurant's on the other. So you walk down the steps and it has a beautiful restaurant.
Look at that.
Real high end place, but
Sure.
It was definitely Russian, man.
All right.
Texter said that was on behalf of Herb.
That's good, man.
Wants to know what's going on.
He'll find the good pub.
Is Captain Kirk going to space today?
He is. I saw that text.
Which one of those space companies is sending him?
I don't know, but someone
is. Somebody say that he's 90 years old, 80 years old.
I don't know.
He's the Priceline negotiator,
William Shatner, right?
Yeah, but this ain't make-believe world.
No, he's getting in a plane and going.
That's sad. I know him as the Priceline guy.
He's 90. You're right. Oh, my God.
What the hell's he doing?
I didn't even realize that.
Would you go to space if you could?
Hell no.
You wouldn't? Like if Richard Branson was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna comp you.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't go
on
the
whole
mission? No,
thank you. Hold on. Ask me again. No, thank you.
The company's Blue Origin, and they're having a rocket.
Oh, that's Bezos.
They're having a rocket launch this morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's Bezos. That's Amazon.
This is what people have too much damn money. Want to just decide to go flirt around out there.
Captain
God bless
Kirk,
you.
Man.
Space race, bro.
I can't believe he's 90.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought you were off by a little
love
bit.
Love that show. God, I love that old show.
Wow.
Captain Kirk.
Right. Yeah, but it's definitely Amazon found. Right.
I can't take much more. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Kyle Krabs. I can't
what
take
was that
much more.
He's not going to know that.
That's Captain Kirk. Yeah.
That's how he talked?
No, one of the guys
Star
in the front
Trek, right.
in Star Trek. Like, they're getting hit, and they got to secure the shield up, and they're getting attacked by other. I can't take much more.
It's so bad, but it's good.
Thank you. All right, listen, we don't have Coach Quinville, I can tell you that.
No.
Coach Kyle Krabs with the Dolphins wire, got to get Coach in there somehow, joins us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.